This is Morning Edition on NHPR. For some Granite Staters, it can take weeks to be discharged from the hospital, even after being medically cleared. That's according to a new study, which also found older patients are most likely to run into barriers to a timely discharge. Sean LaFrance is executive director of Foundation for Healthy Communities, and he was the author of that study. He joins us now. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning.
Sean, your survey identified more than 500 patients who had to stay in the hospital after being medically cleared. Now, what did you find?
We found that a significant number of people are unable to leave the hospital when they're ready because of a variety of barriers. And mostly these have to do with where someone's going to live, some type of nursing home care, and or some people who are have a home they could go back to, but they need support to remain in their home. And how that is provided and paid for is a challenge.
So this can involve a lot of logistics. It's a lot of talking to different agencies, getting different agencies to talk to each other. And so obviously this takes a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of cost.
Yes. And so it is expensive. I mean, we did look at the total number of days that these 516 people represented, and that's over 10,000 days, and that $2,600 a day, that's over $27 million in cost attributed to an acute care setting that probably could be, their care could be provided at much lower cost if we could make the system work more smoothly.
Somehow streamline this. Yeah.
Right.
Your study identified lack of housing and in-home care, as you said, as some of the major barriers. But you also looked at issues such as not being able to access mental health care. What other kinds of barriers did you find?
We have a problem in terms of long-term care facilities that are staffed and set up to care for people with dementia, Alzheimer's, and psychiatric issues. The state has the one facility at Glencliff, and many people die waiting to get on the waiting list to get to a place like Glencliff.
What about complications around health insurance?
Well, health insurance, while we've had this great expansion, if you will, under the health reform law and with the New Hampshire Health Protection Program, that is mostly health insurance that deals for most of us when we're younger or working and such. It doesn't pay for long-term care, if you will.
Given all of this and what we've talked about, does the study make any recommendations?
We do not. It's much more of a documentation of a problem. And so the purpose of this was to sort of try to document the extent of the issues and the scope of the problem, if you will, and now meet and start talking with people. I mean, we've had some conversations. I mean, the healthcare system, we call it a healthcare system, but obviously, you know, there's a tradition of hospitals work together and the state has its programs. The nursing homes and long-term care folks are, you know, in their particular orbit. But this is not a systems approach. This is sort of happening. And I think this points to the need for much better communication, much better integration across acute, long-term care, home care, and then the various public agencies that are helping to facilitate payment and coverage for some of these.
You're shining a light on a very complicated issue.
Right. But we have to remember it's an individual mm-hmm. At the center of what we're talking about. And while these are complex, we have to sort of keep the person in the middle and start to figure out maybe simpler systems that meet people's needs versus some of the overly complex approaches that we might have now.
Sean LaFrance is executive director for Foundation for Healthy Communities. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.